Today, we're going to be exposing the shocking maths of what happens to the price of Bitcoin by December 31st, 2024, if history repeats today again, like I think it is copying and mimicking the years of 2020, 2016, and 2012. If you think I'm crazy, today we're going to be exploring why Bitcoin always sees these enormous rallies in Q4 of the years of the halving. And we're going to be breaking down the maths to show you that every single time Bitcoin has gained positive returns for the month of September, it has gone on to also return positive returns for the months of October, November, and December. That's right, three green months in a row have happened every single time in history that Bitcoin has closed September green. And right now, we have just ripped through $65,000 at the time of recording, indicating that maybe, just maybe, we are about to see three consecutive green months of Bitcoin performance. Now, this is the chart backing up exactly those figures I'm just telling you about. You can see every single time Bitcoin's closed green in September, she's gone on to do some pretty interesting things in October, November, and December. And I think this is absolutely fascinating because when we have a look at the average returns, so this is irrespective of what Bitcoin does in September. The average returns in October, November, December are a little bit mind-blowing. So if we have a look at the past 12 years of data, we can see Bitcoin on average returns 22.9% in October. That is why we call October Uptober, okay? But let's have a look at November. Everybody sleeps on November a little bit here. Have a look at this. The average returns for Bitcoin in November are 44.8%. 44.8%. That's a 50% gain. Okay. What happens if Bitcoin simply repeats history and repeats these numbers that's done in the past? It's also done a 5.45% return in December to, you know, end the year. So what should we be expecting for Bitcoin? Well, I've run the numbers for you guys here. We could be looking at a lazy $122,000 Bitcoin by December 31st, 2024. And this is why I simply believe not enough people are prepared for what is coming next. So many people think Bitcoin is boring, Bitcoin is dead, Bitcoin, it's all over. It's been going sideways for 6 months. Everybody's looking at this chart and they're thinking, oh, wow, I don't care about Bitcoin right now. We know that retail interest for Bitcoin is absolutely tiny. We know that retail interest for Bitcoin right now is pretty much at bear market levels. But when you have a look at the price, okay, the price is telling you a different story. Bitcoin has just set its first higher high since July. So that's a good 3 months. Bitcoin has popped its head above $65,000. You can see by this chart right here, Bitcoin is doing things that it has not done in a little bit of a long time, okay? Really do believe Bitcoin is kind of like breaking out here. Again, we don't draw lines on charts here on this channel, but looks pretty obvious. Bitcoin has just set a new higher high. We do know that typically when Bitcoin breaks out of these long consolidation periods, we see upwards momentum. Okay, we saw the same thing in that 2020 Bitcoin bull market. Bitcoin went sideways for 6 months in 2020. We saw the fundamentals. We saw Michael Saylor aggressively buying Bitcoin in 2020. We saw the same thing here with retail interest for Bitcoin was absolutely tiny throughout 2020. Nobody cared about it until Bitcoin broke above its all-time high. We can see by this chart right here, when Bitcoin did that in 2020, that's when retail trends for Bitcoin started to really take off. Okay. The only thing that's different this time is the fact that the big boys have gotten into Bitcoin in a big way in 2024, but they've moved the price up to previous all-time highs because there are so many big boys buying Bitcoin today. That's why, yes, history could be repeating, but it could be a little bit different this time. I think we could be seeing even more bullish signals this time. Now we have 50 public companies quietly trying to get into the Bitcoin space and accumulate a position, okay? Back in 2020, there was only really Michael Saylor. We do know that the Kingdom of Bhutan, the tiny nation with 782,000 people, were quietly buying Bitcoin in 2020. They actually began in 2019. But we didn't publicly know Bhutan was doing that back in 2020. That's why we saw this 6 month long sideways consolidation period in 2020. And the price of Bitcoin was just hanging out at around $10,000. To give you guys a little bit of context, I'm going to show you guys exactly what I mean on this chart right here. Now, I'm telling you, the summer months of mid-2020 and mid-2024 are repeating themselves. Except today, the price has not been able to hide itself. We can see all throughout here, after Bitcoin recovered from, let's say, that March 2020 event, we can see Bitcoin pretty much went sideways between, you know, $9,000 and $12,000. Bitcoin was a stable coin for 6 months here. And there were so many memes about Bitcoin. I remember lots of people were saying at the time, the Wall Street elites will never let Bitcoin get above $10,000 again. That's what they were saying. They were saying never again. They've captured Bitcoin. All right, that's because that's how bored people were in this period of time on the left-hand side of this chart. Absolutely everybody was sick to death of Bitcoin. It went sideways for 6 months. If I'm going to show you guys some dates, I always like to bring dates and the stats. Let me see if I can work some magic here and try to find the date range. I can. Okay, here we go. Bitcoin went sideways for 182 days in 2020. Let's put the same measuring tool on where we are today. Bitcoin's been going sideways for 203 days. So the consolidation period has been longer today in 2024 than what we saw in 2020. Now, you know what they say? The longer the consolidation period, the bigger the pump. Could we be seeing that? We did see in 2020, Bitcoin exploded from under $10,000 all the way up to like $65,000 in, let me get this right, in a matter of mere months, October to March. That's under 150 days. That's in 5 months. Bitcoin exploded from 10K to 65K. So what would it look like if history repeated? Bitcoin went up more than 5X. It went up 6X in 150 days. If history repeated, and if Bitcoin does exactly what it did in Q4 2020, what are we going to be looking at? We're going to be looking at Bitcoin more than 5Xing. So 6Xing from today. Bitcoin's at $65,000. Quick maths, 6 times 6 is 36. So that's telling me we're going to be looking at more than $380,000 Bitcoin. But guess what? That's not the end of the story. That's $380,000 Bitcoin by March 2025. Wouldn't that blow some socks off? And again, like I said, longer the consolidation period, bigger the explosion. I know what people are saying, but Luke, Bitcoin's a much bigger market cap today. Six times larger, you need six times the capital. That's true. But remember in 2020, when we had this explosion, we had no Bitcoin ETFs. We had one public company buying Bitcoin, Michael Saylor. Where was the rest of them? What else did we have in 2020? We had zero nation states buying Bitcoin in 2020. We saw this explosive rally. I would argue we have more than six times the capital ready to flood into Bitcoin. BNY Mellon, the largest bank in the world with $2 trillion of assets under management and $48.8 trillion of assets under custody, are right now just got the green light to custody Bitcoin by the SEC last week. $48.8 trillion of assets under custody. Mind-boggling. It's the biggest bank in the world, BNY Mellon. Boy, we got some people with their first bull run. XX is about to have their socks knocked off. If it's your first bull run, I don't think you're prepared for what Bitcoin's going to do next. I think we're going to see some pretty spicy things for the price of Bitcoin. I think we're going to see Bitcoin absolutely fly. I really do think history doesn't repeat, but it often rhymes. So many people are going to be selling their Bitcoin at $100,000 or $150,000 because some cute, fancy lines on a chart say that it's the upper band of a regression model. Oh, the Bitcoin power law. I just really, really think a lot of people are preparing themselves to get wrecked this cycle. If we simply repeat what we did in 2020, you're looking at a $380,000 Bitcoin by March 2025. Now, again, I'd like to remind you guys, historically, the beginning of the year is also a really good time for Bitcoin. Okay, so it's Q4 and Q1 are the best times for Bitcoin. Okay, 2013. What do we see? 54% in January, 63% in February, 171% in March. Imagine if that repeated. That would be nuts. Absolutely nuts. I'm pretty bullish, but that would be nuts. That would be Omega territory. Okay, I exposed XX. I apologize. Not your first bull run. Well, maybe the 2020 bull run doesn't start. This is something else that I think a lot of people need to consider. I do not think 2020 was a real bull run. It got cut short by China. It got cut short by FTX quietly suppressing the price of Bitcoin. It got cut short by our good friend Elon Musk. Boy, we're going to be talking about Elon Musk later. I got a live stream prep for you guys about all the things happening at PayPal and the PayPal mafia. Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, co-founders of PayPal. Now they've got some interesting thoughts on Bitcoin. They've been saying some interesting things about Bitcoin. And we also saw some interesting news come out about PayPal and their 430-odd million users yesterday. Not going to give that away. I'm going to save that rabbit hole for a live stream later today over on the BitcoinNews.com YouTube channel. All I'm going to tell you guys is be prepared. I think some really bullish things are happening right now. Like McLovin here in the chat says, started stacking after the FTX collapse. Now I'm here. I think there's a lot of people. Let me know in the chat whether you are one of those people who came here after FTX. I'm going to take a quick drink. Look at that. It's Colombian coffee, baby. That's why I'm always jacked up in the mornings. Colombian coffee. Nothing better. Miracle Mike. Shows how good my Spanish is. Estoy bien, Miracle Mike. ¿Y tú? ¿Cómo estás? See how many people understood my Spanglish. If you are one of the 260 people in the stream today, don't forget to molest that like button down below. We would appreciate that if you're enjoying the bullish vibes. Now, again, I want to really talk a little bit more about the bears. Right now, I really do think the bears are going to get wrecked. And again, I think a lot of people are missing the fact that right now, Google Trends for Bitcoin are absolutely in the dumps. Nobody cares about Bitcoin right now. Look at it. Absolutely nobody. This is bear market levels for interest in Bitcoin. Nobody gives a flying F about Bitcoin. Retail money is not here. This is where things are different this cycle because we are back at all-time highs, more or less, mass or menos. All right, we're 10% away from an all-time high and it was only the big money that brought us here. I think it's really interesting, okay? Really, really interesting. And right now, I want to talk a little bit more about Coinbase. Because we brought you this story last week about BlackRock amending their Coinbase custody agreement to require 12-hour withdrawals amid debt rumors. I'll proudly admit that we contributed to those debt rumors by, let's say, exposing the plot behind Coinbase on a live stream last week for you guys. I'm sure a lot of you guys caught that one. But again, I always ask you guys, why is Coinbase addressing rumors? So here's the live stream we did last week. 17,000 of you amazing people caught that. BlackRock and Coinbase's $20.6 billion Bitcoin short is over. Okay, so if you missed that, that's what we're talking about. You can go back on over and watch that video from, is that correct? 2 days ago? Damn, guys, we've done 5 live streams in the past 2 days. Right. If you're appreciating the Bitcoin content, again, subscribe. We're doing more than one live stream a day. We are pumping them out. There is a lot of crypto crap here on YouTube. We are pretty dedicated to filling the platform that is full of noise with a little bit of Bitcoin signal. So if you are enjoying that, subscribe. We try to bring in the Bitcoin signal. Now, again, while we're talking about signal, let's not get lost in the hot sauce here. Yes, it's bullish. But again, ask yourself, why is BlackRock amending its agreement with Coinbase custody? Why? And then more interestingly, I popped this tweet out this morning and it looks as if a lot of people are, let's say, feeling the same. So I tweeted this out an hour ago. I said, Coinbase is down. It's official. The bull market has just begun. Okay. Again, if you're not following me on Twitter, make sure you are doing that. Maybe I can put my Twitter profile in the live chat for you guys. Because again, a lot of the, if you want the instant news as it happens, so to say, Make sure you follow me there. Always talking about Bitcoin everywhere. So again, make sure you're following us on Twitter. Might even slap my Instagram username in here as well for you guys to follow me on Instagram. I'm always doing a little bit of behind the scenes stuff on Instagram that you guys probably don't see on Twitter. I know a lot of you guys might like that. So I might pop that in the chat as well, my username there. Because again, I like to break this news as soon as it happens. Okay. And I think right now, Bitcoin is really setting up to do something quite interesting. And again, this is something we're going to be talking about in the live stream later today about PayPal. Didn't Musk recently meet with Nayib Bukele? He did. Skip on down the road. He's been looking at my notes for the live stream we're going to pull in about an hour and a half for you guys. Very interesting. Phil's on everything, and he also saw that. So again, guys, let's not get lost in the sauce here. I'm going to remind you guys, why is BlackRock and Coinbase amending their custody agreement? Why is Coinbase down again as the price of Bitcoin is going up? Maybe they don't want to let people buy Bitcoin. Maybe they don't have the Bitcoin. Maybe, just maybe, we're looking at paper Bitcoin. Just speculations. But again, this is why I always encourage you guys, if you have Bitcoin on Coinbase, get that shit out of there. God, sorry for swearing, but I don't know what I am and am not allowed to say here on YouTube, so I just send it, okay? Get your Bitcoin off the exchange. If you have Bitcoin on exchange, it's not yours, okay? I always tell you guys, doesn't matter what one you get, just go get a Bitcoin-only hardware wallet. Here's a little calculator I like to play around with. This is a cold card. Go grab one. I don't have an affiliate code to sell you. They're just great, okay? They're really good for advanced users. Bitcoin-only hardware wallets are the way to go. Again, if you do go and buy one of these puppies, a Bitcoin-only hardware wallet, please, please, please do not make the mistake of writing down your Bitcoin backup words on paper. Okay, I'm going to show you something. It might not be Bitcoin related, okay? But what it is it's a big slap of paper. Okay, you see this right here? That might have some Spanish googly goop on it, okay? Just imagine that has 12 words or your Bitcoin 24 words on it, okay? This is simply not going to stand the test of time. Right now, I have a lot of buddies in Florida. I'm talking to a couple of my buddies right now, today, who are in Florida. They're worried about a hurricane, okay? I would be more worried if I was in Florida right now if I had my Bitcoin backed up on a flimsy piece of A4 paper. I know so many of you guys watching have your Bitcoin backed up on paper. Please take your Bitcoin more seriously. Okay, that sucker right there is not going to survive a house fire, a hurricane, a flood, or even your dog or your baby wanting to take a little bit of a nibble on that piece of paper. That's right. They both do that. Okay, that's why I always encourage you guys, check out what Stampseed is doing. Go and get yourself some titanium plates for you guys to punch your Bitcoin backup words onto. When I say punch, you know, I don't mean physically with your knuckles. I'm talking about with one of these slappers. Okay, this is Thor's hammer. This is really cool. You can literally just like tap your Bitcoin private seed words into those titanium plates. You have these little 26 of these, one for every letter in the alphabet. Is that correct? Is there 26 letters in the alphabet? Oh, maybe. I actually don't know, guys. I think you might get more than 26 on this because there's numbers. Okay, so you get a ton of these. Like Stampseed is super easy to use, and it's actually much easier for you to back up your Bitcoin backup words than you believe. I might try to put that audio down. I wonder how bad the audio gets right now as I'm talking with it a little bit further away from me. But you can literally like line up your Bitcoin backup words. You literally just put one of these little blocks, one of these little nuggets in the hole right here, and you just give it a little tap, and you move along, and you spell your words out. Okay, it's really not that hard. It's idiot proof. That's why I like it. Let's just say I'm a little bit of a dumbass with many things. I F things up all the time, but this is idiot proof. It really is. I have a video of producer Pam using one of these. So if producer Pam, my little 98-pound girlfriend, can use this, anybody can. Okay. So again, recommend you guys go check out what Stampseed is doing. Go and get yourself 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed. You can buy 100 of these plates if you want. If you want to play around with some seriously, you know, complicated multi-signature security, you can go get 100 plates and you can use a 15% discount on all of them, okay? Again, you probably don't need 100 plates. I know people who've bought 5 and 10, though, for multi-signature backups. I have probably at least 10 myself. I have pretty complex sets. My man Mike is spitting absolute Spanish fire in the chat here. So again, check out Stampseed. Ignore the noise, okay? Again, there's a lot of noise right now. Again, you know, everybody's very bullish about number go up, Bitcoin ETFs, the bull run is coming. Don't get me wrong, I'm more bullish than most people, but I'm only bullish because I know my custody is in my control. I am not trusting Coinbase or BlackRock with my coins this coming bull run. Again, I've been speculating since literally day one. BlackRock filed to launch their Bitcoin spot ETF in July 2023. I said on very day one, I released a viral tweet thread and I said, be very careful. This is a rug pull on Bitcoin. My mind has not changed on that. There is a significant probability that this will become a rug pull on Bitcoin. And they're not going to pull the rug or set up some sort of 6102 agreement with the US government until the price is much higher. This will likely happen when there's no Bitcoin left on exchanges. Okay, all the Bitcoin has been taken from the dumb money. The dumb money has put all of their Bitcoin into the spot Bitcoin ETFs, and then they're going to pull the rug. Okay, again, there are no certainties in life. As my good friend George Gammon says, there are no certainties. There are only probabilities. I'm not saying there's 100% probability. I'm saying there's a 5 to 10 to 20% probability. But there's a pretty high one that it happens in the next 24 months. Okay? The further time period you go out, the higher my probabilities get on an outcome like that happening, which is why I always encourage you guys, really, self-custody your Bitcoin. Okay? A lot of people say it'll never happen again. 6102 in 1933 was a one-off. The 1971 temporary abandonment of the gold standard when Nixon took the dollar off the gold peg. That was a one-off, they tell me. It's not. It will not be a one-off. We're going to see a repeat. The only question is when. And considering how much money is being printed right now all around the world, I feel like it's going to come pretty soon. Okay, I really, really do. It's going to come sooner than most people believe. Before I put a bow tie on this, Robert says, my parents just called to talk me out of going to Colombia. They think it's dangerous, but they just went to Hungary and they got robbed in Spain. Couldn't agree more. The West is more dangerous than Colombia. I've been screaming this from the rooftops to you guys. The West is more dangerous than Colombia. Nobody believes me. Honestly, nobody believes me. I'm telling you, it is true. It is true. Okay? I document my travels all around the world on a separate YouTube channel. Don't know if you guys are aware of it or not, but we do have a YouTube channel here. As you can see, there's a ton of content on here. Two Digital Nomads on the Run. This is a nomading specific YouTube channel. So if you do want to learn why Colombia is not dangerous, why the West is actually more dangerous, or if you just want to know any travel tips or why I'm trying to get an Argentinian citizenship, why I'm trying to renounce an Australian citizenship, I do save all of those topics for this channel. Again, I try to keep it Bitcoin, business, finance focused over here. And again, to answer Rob's question, I talk a lot more about, you know, digital nomading on this channel. So make sure you're following that. I'm sure producer Pam will slap a, God, she's good. Look at that. A link for that live stream, a link for that YouTube channel in the chat. Bitcoin Buddha sums it up well too. Divide your holdings, hardware wallets, Lightning nodes. I wouldn't keep a ton on a Lightning node, just personally. Yeah, I mean, you can use an exchange to buy, but just quickly get your Bitcoin off the exchange. Great recommendation there, Bitcoin Buddha. XX, the Saudis are done with that. BRICS will adopt Bitcoin for exchange. They have no choice. Couldn't agree more. Miracle Mike. That's where his Spanish is so good. Lives in LA, but lived in Medellin for several years. Every year, never had a problem because I don't mess with the scoper chicks. Be very careful of scopamine. Very, very careful. Again, I've done a video talking about scopamine on the Digital Nomading channel and whether Colombia is dangerous or not. With all that said, guys, again, things are bullish, but you should only be bullish if you've backed up your Bitcoin correctly. You don't want Bitcoin to go to 300K, and then all your Bitcoin in the BlackRock Bitcoin ETF or sitting on Coinbase gets confiscated because of a national security event. It'll happen. I don't know if it happens this bull run, but it will happen. Go and self-custody your Bitcoin. Go and get yourself 15% off anything you want to buy from Stampseed, whether that's plates, whether that's the fun little stamping kits. 15% off anything with promo code Luke15. And again, stay safe, self-custody your Bitcoin, and prepare. The next 6 months are going to be pretty wild, okay? We've had 6 months of this boring action. Typically, the longer the consolidation, the bigger the next move is going to be. So prepare. Make sure your knickers aren't in a knot. Be prepared for what's going to happen next.